Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, titled, The Knowledge of His Will. This is part 2 of 2.
Our first and most important desire is for others, is that they will be filled with the knowledge of God's will. There are so many parents who put a kid having the right clothes and going to the right school and their college and their whatever house they live in. Those are important things to consider, but man, that's not the first priority. The first priority as a parent is to make sure your children know the Word of God.
Amen.
Brag on our kids for a minute. Jenny and I have never had to look at them and say, your kids, you need to get your kids in the Bible. I mean, the kids aren't learning the Bible. We never had to say that yet. Stay on the ball, but we haven't had to say it yet. Why? Because their priority, first and foremost, is that those kids know the Bible.
Amen.
And that's what it should be about you and your own offspring, your own spouse, your own siblings, your neighbor, your coworker, your best friend. The first priority, the thing you should pray for all of your loved ones. Lord, I'm not judging them, but they just, by their own admission, they're not in the Word the way they ought to be. They're not going to a Bible-believing church and everything. I just pray, Lord, that they'd get in the Word and that you'd help me. Maybe I could help get them motivated to be in the Word. That's what you should be praying for your loved ones, especially I'm talking about those who are saved. And of course, those who are unsaved, that's the first prayer. If someone says, oh, so-and-so is going through a really hard time, pray that the Lord delivers them from it. No, I won't pray that. I'll pray, Lord, if you can use this to bring them to their knees, then don't deliver them. And if you love your loved one, that's how you'll pray. And you won't get mad at me when I tell you I'm not going to pray for their deliverance. You'll say, you know what, preacher, you're right. That's true love right there.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, I know good and well before I got saved, I had some people praying, Lord, if you have to, break his legs. Lord, if you have to, make him lose his job and lose his car and make him lose his mind if that'll help. And that was the one he answered. And by the way, I'm going to have Dre come up and give everybody one of these, or give each couple and each single one of these pamphlets. Because that's why we're putting out this little pamphlet. Because we want people to understand what we're about here. Bible Believers Fellowship is about bringing the saved in and teaching them the Word of God, then we go out and preach the gospel so that people might be saved. And then when they get saved, we bring them in so that we can teach them the Word of God. Then they go out and they preach the gospel, and if someone gets saved, they bring them in. And it's just a constant plan. That's God's plan. That's the way God set up the local church for that very reason. But what you have, even among Christians today, they are practical agnostics. You talk to a lot of Christians and they'll say, well, that Bible can be interpreted any way you want to, and that sort of thing. And you talk to unsaved people and you try to share with them the Bible. Well, I don't really know what that Bible's been translated so many times. And they're not telling a lie, but the fact is we do have a Bible. And you can use the King James Bible, give that King James Bible to anybody, and you are giving them an infallible book.
Amen.
But most people today, by definition, are agnostic. Even though they might not recognize this about themselves, but when anybody says, they basically say, we can't really know. That's what an agnostic is. That includes professing Christians. I want to use Phil Collins as an example. This is a guy I've just always appreciated his talent through the years. Not that all of his music is worth listening to, but he's a talented individual. He seems like a nice enough, likable guy. But I want you to listen to this little interview clip from him.
Never been heard like that before. I mean, talking about Bowie, his death was kind of, whoa.
David Bowie.
I mean, he's not far away from me, you know. But it's just, I find it, you know, alarming when people like him and Glenn Frey are kind of die. And of course, you know, illness hits everybody. It does make you start to think, you know, in kind of cynical, humorous terms, you know, Bowie, that's B, well, C, I'm Collins, you know, can't be long. I mean, I mean, really, I just think these people are meant to be around for forever, you know, or as long as you are.
Well, we all know it's one of the certainties of life.
Yeah,
you were going to be here. By the way, I didn't ask you, did you have a religious background? Do you consider yourself a religious person?
Not at all. Although I've said the odd prayer at night, you know, to whatever it is, you know, I kind of felt if I don't, I don't know what's going to happen, which is kind of weird. I never went to church until Christmas, and I love singing Christmas carols. I still kind of well up when I hear certain things at Christmas. You know, I love the sound of a choir, a lot of voices singing these songs. So I used to go to the pub, you know, because in England, you know, Christmas services are about 12 o'clock, midnight mass, you know. And so we'd all have quite a few drinks. And then we'd all walk down to the church, the local village church, and, you know, hope we didn't fall asleep, but sang all these songs. And it was great. I mean, village life, it was great fun. I miss that side of English life, the pubs. And the way...
And I'll tell you, my eyes welled up listening to that interview.
Wow.
Because here's this guy, so talented, so smart. And he says, well, I've said the odd prayer at night to whatever it is. Just agnostic.
Yeah.
And that's what you hear from people as you go out talking to people and try to talk to them about Jesus. That's what you're hearing. The odd prayer. I always talk about soap opera religion. The only time they ever pray is when things are going falling apart. And on the soap operas, that's the way it is. There's godless people and everything. And then all of a sudden, when things go bad, oh, God, please, why are you letting this happen to me? You know, that kind of thing.
Foxhole religion.
Foxhole religion, yeah. Right.
They have nothing to hold up to. They have no hope.
And that's exactly the point. Without God's word, we are all without knowledge of God. So without God's word, you're just praying to whatever it is. Without the knowledge of God's word, your prayers are just basically, you're talking to yourself. I mean, God isn't any different from you. If you're out and some perfect stranger starts talking, you don't pay attention to that. If some kid comes up and says, could you give me a dollar? You're like, go find your parent, kid. Right? Well, if you're not born again, God's not your father. You think about that. There's this false teaching out there, we're all children of God. No, we're all creations of God. You are a creation of God. But the Bible says you don't become a child of God, you don't become a son of God until you're born again. And at that point, you can start talking to your father, and he'll listen and respond. Until then, he stands back like you would a perfect stranger coming up to you and asking you for money. That's right. Romans 12:2, we quote from time to time, says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? It's got to be from God's word.
Amen.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect what? Will of God. Colossians 1:9 there at the close says the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So it's not just knowing God's word, but you have to know God's will through His word, and you have to know it with wisdom and spiritual instruction.
Amen.
Or in spiritual understanding. So if you know God's will but you don't have wisdom, you know God's will. You know what's right and wrong from God's word, but you don't have spiritual understanding. It's like owning a jet, but having no fuel and not knowing how to fly it. Someone can hand you the keys and say, here's your jet. And you're in the middle of nowhere. And the only way for you to survive is to get on that jet and go somewhere. If you don't have fuel and you don't know how to fly it, you're not going anywhere.
Amen.
And that's the way it is. To know what this book says, you don't have wisdom, you don't have the fuel. And if you don't have spiritual understanding, you don't know how to fly it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Only with wisdom and understanding can we fulfill and enjoy the benefits of verses 10 and 11. Look there at 10 and 11. And I just want to move quickly in closing by going through this. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord. That means that, you know, if you're a child of God, act like it. Amen?
Amen.
Walk worthy of the Lord. It says, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. If you want to bear fruit, you got to do things God's way. Because if you're doing things your way, then that means you're probably doing it so you can get something out of it, or you can get the credit. God's not going to bless that.
Amen.
Increase in the knowledge of God. And again, that only comes to the Bible student. To study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Then verse 11 says, to be strengthened with all might. Now that comes to the child of God who has the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in you. And He strengthens you. Again, it's in working with His Word as He carries you through. But a lot of times, He carries you through, but He makes you go through the trial. Doesn't always deliver you from everything. Doesn't make everything go away. But He carries you through it. And you're strengthened by that. According to His glorious power. It's not about you being superhuman. You know, the super Christian. That's a non-existent entity. The only people who have power are those who have His power. Unto all patience and long-suffering. That means God isn't always going to answer your prayers the moment you say them. You've got to have some patience. You've got to be long-suffering. And that's only going to come with the help of God's Spirit, because in our nature, we're spoiled brats. We want everything right now. And with all joyfulness. To be able to go through... I fell under conviction about this yesterday. We came home, and we had Lowe's deliver some things. We're going to put a little landscaping in front of the house. And one of the bags of Quikrete weren't under the plastic. Long story, but I thought, I'm going to put that in the garage in case it rains. Well, we didn't. We come home and the thing's soaked. But it's still in the bag. So Jenny goes in to take care of the puppy, and I go over there to take care of it. And I reached down, I grabbed that Quikrete. Man, when I lifted that thing up, you thought a bomb went off. It went, and I have it all over me. Now, Jenny can tell you, my first reaction was, I've got the joy down in my heart. Yeah. No, I got a little carnal for a few minutes. I said, oh, I'm so sick of this. Because the guy shouldn't have done it. And he did it because he assumed something he shouldn't have assumed. And then I forgot about it, which is somebody else's fault. I haven't figured out who, but it's somebody else's fault that I forgot about it. Well, I didn't blame you, but I'm glad you're confessing. But then, you know, I don't know, maybe an hour later. No, it was about 10 or 15 minutes later, and I was sitting there, and I just started laughing to myself. I just thought, I would like to have seen that. I wish somebody would have been videotaping that. Lift up that Quikrete, and it just looked like something out of a cartoon. But that's what you get. I'm telling you, spiritual maturity. I mean, a few years ago, I'd have been mad longer. And when I first got saved, it would have been the end of the world. But as you grow and you mature, that stuff, it'll make you mad. You're human, but it shouldn't make you mad long before you realize how silly that is. And then you laugh at it. And that's what you better learn to do. You better learn to laugh at yourself and not take yourself too seriously. And be able to laugh it off when other people make mistakes too. And the worst thing you can do is become, you know, well, I would have never done such a thing. And then tomorrow, you do it.
Yeah.
Brother John loses his keys. That John, he's such an absent-minded goofball. I mean, he's just always losing his keys. Wait a minute, where's my keys? That's how it'll happen. I remember one time, she's not in here, I'll tell this. Mariah lost her keys to the house. And she was so upset. Well, it happened more than once, yes. But and I got on to her. I said, Mariah, you know, if you would just put things back where you're supposed to, you know, put your keys in the same place all the time, you never have to look for them. Blah, 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 blah. It wasn't a week later. I can't find my keys. And mine included the car key. We couldn't go anywhere. And I don't know how they end up working out, but eventually we found a key and we got to go where we were. But then I thought, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. If I hadn't got onto her, and none of those things, and maturing spiritually as we talk, is possible apart from knowing God's will as provided in what? God's Word. So let's go ahead and sing in closing. I got this song because it's Memorial Day and all the traveling going on. I feel like traveling on. Now, when Jenny said that yesterday, I told her that's why I thought of it, was because everybody's traveling. Yeah, you didn't hear me say that? When you,
no.
Jenny said, oh, that's fitting. We're going to sing that tomorrow because of the memorial. I said, it's exactly what I was thinking. I feel like traveling on, and that really is the attitude that'll save you from losing your mind as you are walking in this world with the Lord. Things, we can joke about a lot of these things, but some things, they're just ugly. Some things are just bad. Bad things happen. And if your heart isn't rooted in this world, and if your heart is rooted in your relationship with the Lord, knowing that that's the real home, that's where we're going to be for eternity. This is
Amen.
Temporary.
Amen.
No use losing your mind over things that are temporary.
Amen.
And you know Jesus promised He had gone to prepare a place, and He will come again to receive us unto Himself. So if you have a mind on traveling and you realize you are a traveler in this world, you're a pilgrim, you're a stranger in this world. As long as you have that attitude, you're going to be able to deal with things better. There'll be a whole lot less depression, a whole lot less tears, a whole lot less anger. All those things. Not saying you'll ever get to where you're completely free of those things. I haven't met anybody yet that reached that point in this life that we can, as I said, we don't become sinless, but we sin less. Amen?
Amen.
So let's sing number 37 in the praise of the Lord. I feel like traveling on.
I feel like traveling on, my heavenly home.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. Again, we thank you so much for all your blessings and being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, being the only blessing that matters to those who are unsaved. We pray, Lord, that as we go out of here today, we take every opportunity to tell others about Jesus. Lord, bless everyone with safety and travel over the holiday, and may Jesus be pleased with us as we live throughout the week and until you come again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Rock. King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.